Hello, it's Paul Hopkins, VR Podcasting, and this is my kind of contribution to the summer solstice. Oh, yes. So we'll play a few summery type songs, and I'll sort of talk about them, and we'll intersperse it with some appropriate sounds as well. How was that? Ah, that's a pretty song, isn't it? I just searched my library for songs with summer in the title, and this has summer in the title. Very open, nice recording, that, isn't it? Yeah, he's been waiting for the summer to come, but the song is just called Summer. That's Benjamin Francis Lethwich. Yeah, I like that. Very, very nice song indeed. And the sound effects, well, they're from the BBC sound effects CDs that I've got. Well, no, I had the CDs. They're up in the loft at my mum's somewhere, maybe. But yeah, no, really like that song. And it's the solstice, isn't it? I love the solstice. It's it just says, well, we're right in the centre of summer. It's a nice time of year, isn't it? And I'm always a bit, and I said it before on previous podcasts that I've done about the summer solstice, it's a sort of I like the mysticism of it. I don't know if I'd really want to go to Stonehenge and stand there getting all soggy in the rain at midnight on the 21st of June. Yeah, I kind of like the idea. If it was like a, you know, a lovely clear dawn day, or maybe on the top of a mountain. I know at least one of my brothers has done that, has been up on Ben Nevis, I think, during at the beginning of summer solstice, and that must be quite amazing, especially if you get really good weather. Another song, this is one of those songs, I've been talking to someone at work about this, and I won't mention a name because I haven't asked it if I can, and you know, so I got mentioned on your podcast. But she was talking about, she wishes that she had the ability that when you watch a film, you know, like, and the big reveal in the film, she wishes that you could have a thing or take something that then would be as if you'd never heard it before. So every time you rewatch the film, the big reveal would be the big reveal, and it would be, oh my word, I can't believe that. But I said, I find this with songs. And as soon as I play this song, if you like this song, you'll know exactly what I mean. But with any song you could think of that you like, you go, oh yeah, that is amazing. You hear the song, doesn't matter how many times you hear it. It's almost like the feeling of the big reveal, you know, the hook, the thing that catches you most. See what this does for you. So you recognise that drum straight away, don't you? Brilliant drum programming, by the way, from a sort of a what's that word I'm looking for? Geeky point of view. But yeah, Don Henley, Boys of Summer. And as you can expect, there'll be some appropriate summery sounds to go with this song too. But this is definitely one of my favourite songs of all time. Hope you enjoy it as much as I do. And here is some of it for your delectation and delight. So very much a song that you will hear if you put on like absolute 80s or something like that. You probably hear it every 5 minutes almost. It's definitely amongst those songs that they're going to play the most, isn't it? To be in with kind of saying, yes, we're an 80s radio station. It's the only way that the magic of that song will be taken away from me. If you have that kind of station on, you can be hearing it for 8 hours and you'll probably hear this 4 times. But yeah, Don Henley, Boys of Summer, absolutely fantastic song. And I'm going to play one more, slightly different genre, but it comes from, for me, oh, by the way, this was around 1984, so it's a bit later than I thought, Boys of Summer. I thought it was kind of earlier, but yeah, 1984, I think it said, when I just looked on Google. So yeah, this next song, it's just absolutely fantastic, in my humble opinion, and another one of those songs that doesn't matter how many times I hear it, I go, oh yeah, brilliant. And in particular, I remember what happened, see, because there was loads and loads of dance music and it was really getting on my nerves. And it was in the early to mid 90s, I guess. And it was all this sort of, I'm going to sound like an old crotchet, aren't I? So I'm not going to go on about it too much. But I really didn't like that music. And I was younger then. I mean, certainly within a grouping of people that should have perhaps liked that music. But I didn't really go to nightclubs or anything like that. It just didn't do anything for me. And then this genre came along, and I would say for me, this was the pinnacle of it. This was the start of something new, a new sort of part of music that I could kind of join in with, I felt. And this is it. Drums, please. And it was just a totally new sound for me. And oh man, I mean, with all the different things that are going on about the moment with all this, you know, race difficulties and stuff, I so wish I was like someone who could really be in this community and culture when you hear a song like this. Here it is, a groove slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. Sort of a buzz, but back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what happened is the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less and checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly we be out in the park, a place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise, honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turned around to see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac, and with a pen and pad I compose this rhyme to hip you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair, cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more, cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch, while the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around, you just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout. It looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop or fly from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness. There you go, summer, 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 summertime. DJ Jazzy Fresh Prince. Oh yeah. Well, what's not to love, you know, as I say? And it's kind of hard to say that without sounding sort of disingenuous, but I would love it. I love all that. Yo, yo, what up? I just think it's such a friendly way to be, is what I'm getting at, I suppose. And I just think it never takes much to just be able to look to stuff like that and just feel, well, yeah, what's all this all about, really? Listen to them all having a party. What's all this business about? We've got to sort it out, haven't we? And maybe we can stop the madness and, you know, just think a bit about what is around us, maybe. Maybe that's a good way to finish. Just think a little bit about what's around us. Just listen to what's around us. Listen to people a bit more and see if we can get a bit more unity going on. My word, we need it, don't we? And didn't we have good intentions at the beginning of COVID-19? We're all going to be different. And I think that's what I'm trying to say a little bit. Because I do this live and I don't always... I think what I'm going to say, but I don't script it too much. So, I will leave you with these sounds and the thought that if we maybe were a bit more unified as humanity, as nature is, you know, because like if nature didn't cooperate with itself, we would be a bit stuffed, wouldn't we? Anyway, that'll do. My thought for the day, for the summer solstice. Hope you enjoyed, and I'll speak to you all soon.